When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
This is far less professional.
Because my day started with the biggest faux pas that I could have.
Sports Talk Saturday.
But I see in the break room, there's some donuts there. Okay, sweet. Yo, all right.
And I completely forgot about the very segment that we did here about not trusting the 5 bags of unmarked tortilla chips.
Yeah.
What did my stupid butt do? I grabbed one.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think with fly thing.
You're gonna have nightmares about that.
I hope
it's the fact
that
I can hear it across the room with headphones on. And the mics weren't even on, so I couldn't hear you through the headphones.
On WGR.
No. Welcome to the flaming wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Sports Radio 550.
Bite into the stale donut.
Yes. Yeah. Embrace the crunch of the stale donut. That's what you need to do.
Welcome in. Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Callie here with you. For 2 hours today.
Yes.
Because we have programming note. Niagara men's basketball starting at 1 o'clock here. We'll talk to Todd Kalin toward the end of the show so that we can give him an opportunity to get some pregame in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it butts right up to.
Because we're walking them right up to it.
Yeah.
So we're going to give him a chance to get some pregame in here at the end of this show heading toward the 1 o'clock hour. But until then, I've got great news for everyone.
It's the flaming wagon?
Well, that too. I mean, you might need it. It's kind of cold outside.
I know I did. Snowbrush broke.
Your snowbrush broke?
Yeah, that was a tough moment.
That is a tough moment.
Especially in the north where it's snowing quite bad and a lot had piled up.
Just make sure to say the word today.
Today.
Because normally that is not the statement.
Yeah. Today.
The north towns are actually getting a little bit of the snow. We're seeing it outside our studios right now as well.
Yeah, it made its way here.
But typically it's the south towns that get this. But yeah, if you've ever broken a snow brush, there is nothing more demoralizing. Especially if you haven't scraped off everything yet.
I hadn't even. I was literally trying to scrape the ice off the windshield. I got one push.
That thing was destined to break anyway.
So then I sat in my car for 20 minutes while it heated up. Just enough for me to go out there with my hands and start moving the snow.
Which is why I've taken this pro strat a long, long time ago. Got to have a little backup in there.
Yeah, I see.
Like the ones that are like the size of like a pop bottle.
Yes,
like
I know
the
what
ones
you're talking
that
about.
Are like maybe like half the length of your forearm. Like
yes.
The little baby scraper is the in case of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you watch any like. If you watch any like fantasy movie or anything like that of like
there's always
know,
the
like
dagger.
Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. There's always the dagger. You know? Lord of the Rings. Aragorn's got that big sword, but then he's got the little dagger. That's what that second snow brush is, or that scraper is that little dagger.
It's the secondary weapon.
It's the dagger. It's the in case of emergency, the little guy. So you need to always get a little guy for your snow brush for your car.
Mm-hmm. See, since I got my new car, I hadn't replenished my snow brushes. That's what happened.
Yep.
So, you know, got to be better. It's on me. I wish that accountability was the same for one of our professional sports teams in the city, but it's not. So,
you just got to go back to the film.
Mm-hmm.
Correct it.
Yep. It's on me.
Learn from there.
Not a complimentary game at all. Oh, we hear one team say that, but not the other. You're right. Sorry. I got to stop.
You know what? Let's get that out of the way real quick.
Yeah.
And this is all I'm going to say about them today. The Buffalo Sabres play tonight against Boston. And If you can't bear to watch, I don't blame you for doing that. If you need to have it on as background noise, just tune us in at 7 o'clock, and that'll be it. That's it. I'm done with the Sabres today. We're done. All right. Anyway, now back to more fun things.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, 803-0550 is the number to call because we have no guests up until the very end of the show today. So it's all you guys hanging out with us this afternoon. So I have a... Like last week, we were so upset about the hockey team.
Yeah, we didn't
do an opening band.
No, we dove right in.
We dove right in because we felt we needed to.
Yeah, to the pits.
And even 2 weeks ago, you weren't here. I had 1 hour, and that was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get back to that. Get back to the good-spirited nature of the Flaming Wagon known as Sports Talk Saturday.
Yes. Keep the negativity out.
And so what did I end up with here today? I was like, I have a good one here. This is the last one before... The holidays.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, what's your strategy with Christmas shopping? Are you...
Oh, it's already done.
See? Now here's something that is painful to admit.
Yeah.
I haven't started yet.
Yeah, that's wild. I would be having like crippling panic attacks if I had not started yet.
I have not started yet. My list is also very short.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't started yet.
Right.
And I am notorious in my family for not starting early.
Oh, so it's known.
Yes.
It's not. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
But I still make sure to get things that people want.
Mm-hmm.
But they know not to ask about specifics with me. Like, I can only find this on like Amazon, or I have to go online for this. Like, no.
Right.
I'm going to go somewhere and it's still going to be a thoughtful gift. It's just going, like, I'm going to have to, and this is my fault, I'm going to walk into a store and it's going to be packed, and then wait 40 minutes in the checkout line.
Yep.
But that's my fault. I did this to me.
I did that 1 year.
And the worst part about it is I'm going to walk toward the back of that line, and I'm going to be like, oh my God, there's so many people, and then I'm going to have to turn around and go, no, me, be mad at me, my fault, not anyone else's fault, my fault.
Yep.
And so I'm going to...
It's like when the camera pans out 800 times at how long the line is.
Past Derek is the worst person in the world. I hate him. Past Derek stinks. Future Derek always gets the problems. Past Derek is the worst.
Mm-hmm. It's a revolving cycle as well.
Because I let it happen. So then I'm going to, in a couple days, I'm going to be like, why did I do this? And like, it's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that the first year the Bills clinched the AFC East, and I was getting white elephant gifts. I made like a basket almost, right, with Bills gear because the sporting goods stores had all of the gear for the first year they won the AFC East championship, right? Maybe an hour I was standing in line. It was terrible because everybody was getting like the same thing. Everyone was getting their Bills stuff, right?
Yep.
I ended up getting COVID. So I know exactly where I got it from. So I did it to myself. Yep. So it's
that stinks.
I knew I had it too. Tasted cocktail sauce. Actually, it was the lack of taste of the cocktail sauce that really pointed me in the direction of where I was. So, you know.
So
they did deter the shrimp though.
The problem with having friends that listen to your show
mm-hmm.
is that they will text you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm going to use this as a cheap way to say it's time to get connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. John, text in.
Mm-hmm.
Past Derek has had some moments. He's not wrong.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's the problem with friends is that they know.
They know everything.
They bleeping know. So, John, yeah. Yeah. Past Derek is amongst the worst of people.
Is he?
Yes. I hate Past Derek. Anytime you listen to me, the worst. Every version of you is the worst.
Yeah, the whiner line, which I still have never experienced.
No, you don't need to. It's okay. I was like, I need to get my Christmas shopping done, and I haven't started yet.
Are you going today?
Probably.
After the show, since we get out an hour earlier?
Yeah, maybe, probably. I have to do my job later tonight, which is, you know, watch the hockey team, but...
It's going to be background, for sure. I'll glance up if I hear something excitable happen. But...
Someone has to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to watch them in order for this show to stay afloat.
Yeah.
So... like Brian and Paul, they you know the meme of the soldier that stands in front of the bed and like protects the child sleeping, and then the grenades and the bombs are coming in the background.
Yes,
that's Brian and Paul with the sabers. They carry your postgame, your pregame, and Pat, like all of them. They are the ones having to endure the most of it, and I always got to tip my cap to those guys. So we almost had them. We almost had them this time, Brian. Boston was out of a playoff spot, and the Sabres were in one. It's a shame. But yeah, I was like, you know what? Let's see the.
See what we're doing today.
See what we're doing today with the Christmas shopping thing. And I'm like, I got to ask Joe about this because that is.
Yeah. Well, this year I got it done very early.
Yeah.
Like I normally would do it this past week, right? Like that's kind of where I'm at. But I did it literally December like 6th. I did everything.
But I also think that the lines aren't going to be as long these days because like, you know how like online shopping.
I did all my shopping mostly online.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like. Yeah, there's going to be scramblers like me, but like there's not going to be as many.
Right.
Because of a different day and age.
You're not wrong.
I'm hoping I'm not wrong.
No, I don't think you are.
I might be wrong. I might still be standing in line for 40 minutes. But that's my fault.
It happens.
Absolutely my fault.
Happens to the best of us.
Derek stinks. That's the motto here. But yeah, I was like... That's a fun little topic we should go into there.
Yeah, I think that's a polarizing topic amongst many because I feel like some people are all about like, hey, Black Friday is when I do all my Christmas shopping. And then some people are like, you know what? Christmas Eve, I'm still out there. I'm still doing the work.
Yes, we're still putting in the work.
Yeah.
Always put in the work. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Yeah. Always put in the work. Speaking of putting in the work, Bills, if you want to talk Sabres, I'll deal with it coming from callers today, but I'm not going to bring them up. Like, that's the thing. Until they do something significant, I'm not bringing them up today. And quite honestly, for your health standpoint, neither should you. You can listen to the Steve Foley Law pregame show starting at 6 here on WGR. And they'll take on the Bruins at 7. Hmm. But yeah, it's pretty much the docket here when it comes to me and the Sabres. It's going to be brought up by callers, and that's it. And speaking of which, we will go to the phones. We'll go to Charlie in Lancaster. How you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, you know, I'm doing terrible. It is a terrible day. I appreciate asking, though.
Hey, I'm sorry that it is terrible. Hopefully we can make it better for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a couple ways to make it better. One, we fire Kevin Adams, or Terry fires Kevin Adams. Two other things. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts. Do you think there's enough Sabres fans in the world, not just the U.S., you know, everybody, $1, $5, $10, pool it together, go to the NHL, say, hey, we got a case. We can buy this team. We can buy the team. So that's one option. The other is, oh, look at this. I just got some breaking news. The Sabres have done nothing. Fire everyone now.
Charlie, I appreciate the call. I wish I could help change any of this. But the problem is that they have a history right now that they're not going to do anything. And the worst part of it is, what comes next? A third rebuild?
Right.
Because that's what comes next.
Last week, I put something out on Twitter, rebuild yet? And then I got tank gifs in the comments.
But that's the problem, is what is staring you in the face? Another rebuild. That is what's staring you in the face. And I don't think that's something that they want to do right now.
No.
And again, I cannot. This season is the one that's defying the logic more than anything in a drought that has defied logic. But until they change something, and I mean literally something, anything, nothing is going to, like everything, it's just going to stay the same.
Yeah, it is. It's so frustrating.
And it's tough to talk about them when everything is still the same. Everything is miserable. And that's pretty much what it is. I guess we're doing this today.
Yeah.
I was trying to avoid them.
Yeah.
I was going to try to make a statement and say I'm avoiding the Sabres because they are not worth talking about right now because they show nothing and they do nothing to change it. But if you guys need to talk about them, you guys and gals need to talk about them, we're here. We got to do it. We got to do it. And that's part of the job.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for someone like Ray and Clarence. Ray, how are you doing today?
Hi, guys. You know, I'm a supporter of what Kevin Adams did, locking up players. I love these players. I mean, I'm starting to change my mind a little bit. I mean, everything is pointing to one common thread. As much as I love Terry Pegula, but he's the only one that's been around for 13 years. And, you know, I feel like even if he wanted to sell, like maybe there's too much on his plate with the health of his wife, we're stuck because why would the Eastern Conference owners even approve of a sale when we're one less team they have to worry about? You know, I say that tongue in cheek, but why would they want him even to sell? We're a pass by team, but here's what I really want. And I don't know, we haven't tried this, and we almost tried, but with Pat LaFontaine, I'd like a president of operations, maybe a little bit of an abrasive guy, but somebody that you can work with that makes it a little uneasy, somebody not associated ever with this organization as another set of eyes. I agree with the things that Adams has done. I'm not going to kick him. It's easy to always look back. But as he's been going along, I just wish maybe a couple more big trades. But if people don't want to come here, I agree with the statement about no palm trees and taxes. It's obvious. That's why Florida has a good way of marketing themselves. But I think one extra set of eyes, another layer, would be good. You can't say it's Lindy Ruff. I mean, my gosh. You know, you can't say it's I don't know, Tage Thompson. I mean, we love these guys. It's just, what's the common thread and what's one other thing that we have not done? And I think that's it. So thank you.
Ray, I appreciate the call. And you are right. If there is one thing that I would like to see changed up within the management, is a president of hockey operations to kind of help have that final say and overrule the GM and even help the owner through what is going on with the team. A president of hockey ops would be something that I would want to see with this group. I would like to see with this team, and especially someone from outside the organization that does not have affiliation. That is something that I think is key, and it is important because within hockey nowadays, it does seem like there's a lot of nostalgia that comes in with it now. Like, it's always a lot of former players from the team that either they had a cup of coffee or something else on the line. It just, that's the one thing that I could see that would actually be a refreshing change that could be beneficial to this team right now. When it comes to, like, I can't say the fire everyone, trade everyone thing, because what is waiting for you on the other side? It's another rebuild.
Right.
And then especially with a hockey rebuild, if you revamp the entire core and try to choose a new core to go forward with, you are staring at another 4 years minimum without the playoffs.
It's not great. Not great, Bob.
Because you know what's also happening right now in the NHL? The teams that you were standing next to in this misery for the last couple of years, the Red Wings and the Senators, Ottawa has figured it out.
That they have.
They're 2 points out of third place in the Atlantic. They are winning hockey games at a pretty good clip right now. They've won 5 in a row. They have a better goal differential than the Bruins do, actually, by a lot. They look like they've kind of figured it out now. They have that core. They have Brady Tkachuk. They have Tim Stutzel. They have these guys. They trade for Chychrun. Like, they've made moves. They traded for DeBrincat. It didn't work, but they did it. Like, they trade for Chychrun. They traded for these guys. And you want to go ahead and tell me that the Ottawa Senators was a destination? No.
No.
You find guys that don't have the no-move clauses, and you go and get them.
You build something.
You try to build something. You show, I don't want to say show the effort, but, like,
no, because like you said, have signed guys.
But make a statement.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You need to make a statement.
You need to bring someone here that's going to, change the tide.
And once again, inaction is going to cause people to misconstrue your message. You want to say that it's patience. People will see that and call that just not caring. And it's not the right message.
No.
But it's what's going to be perceived.
Especially when the fans have been patient for 13 years to try and figure this out. Like, it's time.
And the weirdest thing about this is that they were sitting 2 points from first place in the Atlantic Division before a 12-game losing streak. They have now lost more games in this stretch than they have won all season.
Mm-hmm.
And it is disgusting.
It's bad.
How? How do you do this? We'll keep going here. Bruce in North Tonawanda, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
Oh, it's snowing like a little crazier now, and we're talking about the Sabres. So
as good as it could be?
I'll let your imagination run with that answer.
I'm gonna continue the gloom and doom, unfortunately. this core has been in the league for how many years now? Under how many different coaches? Under how many different systems? And if you're a hockey person, you can sit down and watch a game and dissect it pretty easily. These guys have a lot of bad habits, all of them. They're talented, but they're blemished. And their focus is not probably what it should be because of the constant turmoil, the constant turnover, the constant different types of systems. Look at what happened to Casey Mittelstadt. He went to Colorado, and he was playing pretty good. What happened? He's vanished. So that's just one short-term example of what I see on the ice. But Kevin Adams, he's put himself in a corner, and I don't know how he gets himself out of this. And I don't know how the Sabres themselves get themselves out of this because the core, they just simply have bad habits. Look at the pucks they cough up. Look at all yep. how sloppy they play and how focused they are not. And I guess that's my point. I don't have an answer for it. The only answer I have is sell the darn team and let's start over because this certainly isn't – they're going to lose again tonight. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not even going to watch the game, and I've been a proud Sabres guy since day one, and they've lost me and many others like myself. With that, gentlemen, try to enjoy your Saturday.
Hey, Bruce, you too. I appreciate the call, man, and happy holidays to everyone as well.
I mean, he's trying to diagnose it, though. The coach, Lindy Ruff, doesn't even know what's going on.
Ready?
That's the thing.
I can diagnose some of the things about what the development streak is going on with here.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the coaching staff was the same.
Yeah.
Most of the coaching staff is the same.
From the Granato regime.
From Granato to Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
Only two names changed. And Ruff was one of them.
Do you think that could be... You think him not having his
That's
own staff...
That's where the developmental issues could be coming from.
Disconnect coming
should
from.
Should be coming from. It's because there's guys there on that staff where there is a same message going on there. That's why the power play looks like... Term redacted here.
Mm-hmm. Looks worse than it did with Jeff Skinner on it.
That's
which is like, crazy to even say.
That's why the defense is still very leaky at times.
Like, yeah.
My best answer on how to fix this team is to get a time machine and go to the trade deadline in 2023. Wait, that's it? That's all you're going back to? Yes, that's all I'm going back to. Because you make a dang move there.
Mm-hmm.
You were 1 point out of the playoffs. You had a young core that looked like they were blossoming.
Make a move for a vet with experience.
Make a move for a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of the following off seasons, there was no move to add to the core.
No, the off seasons were quiet for the most part.
And
minus
I get,
last year's.
I get believing in a young, talented group. But you know what sells belief more than that? Adding to them.
Mm-hmm.
That
contingencies,
tells,
right? But, like you need also, to have backups, like that small snow brush.
But that tells, yes,
yeah,
the tiny snow brush back. But it tells the core, we believe in you, and here's a complimentary player for it,
right?
And we paid up a couple picks and prospects to do that, but we believe in you. But that didn't happen, and as Bruce said, Kevin Adams painted himself into a corner. He did. The off seasons of inaction, of relative inaction, did this.
Yeah, that'll do it. Because you have a restless fan base as well.
This past off season, he made a couple of moves that looked pretty savvy, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it was two off seasons ago, where you really needed to add someone.
a goaltender, because you couldn't even bet on UPL going on the run he did. Going into the season, I was not confident in that at all.
You also needed another top four defenseman.
You did.
They didn't get that. And you needed another top six player.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get that.
With and experience. Imagine
and
a veteran.
Because you still had as many prospects 2 years ago than you do now.
2 years ago, you had the number one prospect pool in the NHL ranked. You could have easily made a move.
Yes.
Easily made a move.
Easily made a move. Because guess what? The only difference between now and 2 seasons ago with your prospect pool is you lost Savoy.
Mm-hmm.
You gained Hellenius.
Exactly.
Okay, so there's a net neutral there.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like eating a stick of celery. Just
yes.
Negative calories.
Yes. Right?
So, yeah. You just burn it while you eat it. You got nothing.
Look what you all do to me! Yeah. I was trying to avoid the Sabres today, but I'm here for you all because that's what's supposed to happen. We're here for you. 803-0550 is the number to call. Ryan, Bob, John, I see you guys on hold. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side. Sports Talk Saturday. I'm still talking about the damn Sabres here on WGR.